Two Normal Community High School seniors are inviting you to experience one of their Indian culture's most important celebrations, Holi, the Festival of Colors. Karthika Nair and Preetha Chatterjee are the organizers of Holi Moly on Saturday, April 8th in downtown Bloomington. They tell WGLT's Ryan Denham that Holi has a lot of mythological origins, but Nair says it carries a lot of personal meaning as well.
When you throw colors on each other, you can't really see the person in front of you apart from the bright colors that are on their face, right? So for us, it's been kind of a way to celebrate what's beyond the physical attributes and kind of what's within everyone through dance and music and just playing with colors. So that's what it's been for us growing up, just a really fun way to bond with everyone around us, and we hope that's what we can bring to Bloomington.
You've organized Holi Moly, a Bloomington Normal Festival of Colors, which is happening April 8th in downtown Bloomington. So what is going to happen that day? Tell me about what that event is going to feel like.
Obviously, there are the colors, which they will be sold at the event for $2, I think we said. And, you know, an array of colors, pink, green, whatever your heart desires. And basically, when you go there, you're trying to get as much color on you as possible. So preferably wear white and something you don't really care about. So, I mean, it will stain on white clothes, but it won't stain anything else. And basically when you go there, you say Happy Holi and you can smear color on whoever you want. I mean, you're basically giving off your consent to be colorful when you enter the event.
You know, this event is very much a community-wide thing. Why did you want to bring Holi to a broader audience than just South Asian Indians who live here in Bloomington Normal?
There have been different kind of organizations that have brought it to Bloomington. The Hindu temple holds it every year. And I think every year there's more of our friends that want to come enjoy. And so we were like, when we were thinking about planning this event, we didn't want it to just be a school event.
To see like how many people we would just, you know, post pictures and how many people were like, oh, where is this? Like, I want to come. So, and I mean, I've lived here all my life and I've grown up here and I've never, like, I've always celebrated Holi in my backyard. And now that, you know, we're both seniors, graduating soon, leaving our beautiful town, I thought that this would be nice to, you know, leave an impact and let the community that I've grown up in enjoy something that I have always since I was a kid.
Last fall, you both started the South Asian Performing Arts Club at Normal Community High School. Can you talk about how your experiences growing up in Bloomington Normal kind of led to that? Let's start with Karthika.
Bloomington has just been a place that has given me so much. And also, I've always felt comfortable, I think, in my own skin, in the community. But in school, there were some times where it was maybe not as appreciated or accepted to do the kinds of things that we do, which is why we wanted to start the club. So I do an Indian classical dance form called Kuchipudi. And Preetha,
I do an Indian classical dance called Bharatanatyam. Our entire childhood was like us dancing. And when coming to school, like, everyone had their, like, thing. They had sports, they had dance, they had gymnastics. But we felt like we could never truly share what we had been doing since we were little. I mean, there was always, like, you know, the stigma and the subtle passive-aggressive racism.
Yeah. Yeah, there was an outlet for everything else, I feel. So there was the dance team, or there was theater, or there were sports. And I think classical art forms or cultural art forms that we've cultivated outside of school weren't really able to be showcased within school.
I think that's what we're trying to do is, like, you know, for the incoming freshmen, for, you know, middle schoolers, elementary schoolers, anyone who's coming into our school, they know that they have a place where they can be represented and they can, you know, enjoy themselves through their art form in the place where they are for most of the day and, you know, besides the 3 months of summer that we get.
I would say coming in from middle school and all of that, when Preetha presented this idea to me, I remember being so excited, but also being really disheartened without even anything happening, because in my mind, I thought no one would want to do it, and no teachers would support it, and no one would care, right? Like, it's just something that we've grown up feeling. It's not cared about in our schools. And so when Preetha told me this, and then Mr. King and then Mr. Robinson, they cared so much and they were so supportive.
It was like nothing that I've seen before. Like growing up with my teachers, with other peers, like no one ever had ever supported us in like something that was so, like we were the only people supporting us growing up. And to have these people, it was an overwhelming amount of support. And that's the only reason why we have gained the confidence to do what we do.
Organizing these types of things at your age too, it's not like your parents are forcing you to, you know, reconnect with your Indian heritage. You're doing this of your own volition. This is something you're personally very much passionate about. I can just tell.
I'm just really passionate about not only sharing my culture, but also I think sometimes we struggle with kind of that balance of who we are because we've grown up in an American society, but we have roots that are also Indian and South Asian. And to be able to be in a place like our school that's so diverse with so many different cultures and not only present our culture to them, but also kind of extract what they have to offer as well, and kind of infuse that into our club.
Like reclaim what we had lost, I guess.
Right, reclaim what we had lost, yeah. It's been a really beautiful experience to kind of see that conglomeration of everything our school has to offer.
There's a notion where you have to choose to either present American or present Indian, and you know, why can't we do both? Why can't we just, you know, all enjoy the
everything
fact that,
we have to offer?
Yeah.
Especially, I think I've seen a shift in the inclusivity and the appreciation that everyone in the school has shown for everyone around them. It's been really, really, really heartening and phenomenal.
If our middle school selves could see us right now, they would be like, they would mouth, jaw on the ground. Like, it's, I never thought that I would be so confident in my
own skin.
Yeah, in my culture, in my own skin, in my own art form.
That's Normal Community High School seniors Karthika Nair and Preetha Chatterjee. They're the organizers of Holy Moly. It's a Bloomington Normal Festival of Colors. It's happening from 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 8th, outside the McLean County Museum of History in downtown Bloomington. The event is free and open to the public. They spoke with WGLT's Ryan Denham. The event's co-sponsors include the museum, the City of Bloomington, Carl Broman, Park Regency, and realtor Minu Bhaskar.